I'm at my dad's house in Key Biscayne, Florida. There, I'm in the kitchen and kind of helping prep and get ready for this event. And he's welcoming two new people to the group. So already present were two good friends of his that he hangs out all the time with. He's talking to these two people, and all of a sudden I hear my dad, "I'm gonna have to indoctrinate you into this group. I'm gonna have to test you. I'm gonna have to see if you fit into this group." The couple that's already here, we're very good friends. We're very close. And when they were here for the first time, I had to test them out too, to see if they fit into my lifestyle, the way I live. And I brought you and your husband here because I want to see if it's going to work out, if you're going to join and participate in what we really love to do. Oh my gosh, I overheard this and I started to sweat. What is going on here? What's happening? And my body was just stressed, and I just felt like this nervous energy, and I didn't want to get away. I wanted to like escape and like run out, because what kind of lifestyle is my dad living? Is there something I don't know? And I was very stressed. Well, today we have Brittany. Oh, she's a holistic nurse, and she's going to talk to us about emotional regulation, a technique she uses with her clients. And she's going to share with us how we can calm down in stressful situations. So maybe you're not in the same situation I was with my dad, but I'm sure there's other situations you're in. You're getting ready for a job interview. You're nervous. You're going on a first date. Your kids in their first recital, and you're nervous and you're uncomfortable. And how can you just calm down in those moments? So today we're going to have a good conversation about that. I didn't finish the story. So my dad slowly talks and just kind of finishing conversation. "Are you ready for this test?" And the woman was probably needed this tip too, sweating. I could see her distressed look on her face as I was peeking out through the kitchen. My dad reaches for the remote, turns on the TV, and hands her a mic and says, "We do karaoke in this house. And if you can't participate, I don't know if you're going to fit in." And everybody started laughing. And the moment was a funny moment. And I was relieved. They were relieved. And we had a great night. So let's go ahead and hear from Brittany on how we can regulate our emotions when we're stressed. Cheers.
Welcome back to Happy Brain, everybody. My name is Sean Block. Thank you so much for joining us today. Listen to the show where we talk about those tips and techniques to make our brains a little happier. And today we have a visit from Brittany Cano. She is the founder of Faithful Fitness by Brittany, and she's a holistic nurse coach. And she has a real passion for helping us prioritize our well-being in a holistic way. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. There's some cool things that we want to talk about with you. But first of all, you mentioned you're from Florida. You are a holistic nurse. And I know you mentioned a little bit in some of the discussion we had before of how you got into being a holistic nurse. Can you briefly tell us that story of going from, I think you were an intensive care nurse in the medical profession, seeing all the depths of it, to going to the holistic side? I'm really curious about what that transition was for you.
Two things were really instrumental in that shift. One, my own transformation. I had a patient in ICU who was a code blue. She stopped breathing, heart stopped. Came to ICU. She was young, early 60s, preventable diseases. She was like slightly overweight, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, things that are preventable. And she was really the point where I'm like, I got to prevent people from ending up in this hospital bed. She didn't have to be here. She could have prevented a lot of what was going on with her. So then I started along the path of holistic wellness, and now that's what I do full time.
And when you started, you said you had mentioned, I read about a little bit, you had gotten into fitness and that side of things first, and nutrition.
Yep, I did fitness, I did health coaching, you know, I'd write all the plans out, and that took people so far, but only so far. And I realized, wait, there's a whole lot more to this. There's that mindset piece, the stress reduction, what's going on spiritually with the people, what's, you know, their whole life, like their job, everything's connected and it all plays into our success or our demise. And that's where I really started doing more of a holistic approach.
We know what's good for us. We know all the things that are supposed to happen. And is that one of the reasons that you're trying to get into coaching, to help kind of break that barrier of people not doing things?
Right, because we get caught in cycles. I know that was me before I worked with a coach, was I wanted to change. I just could not get out of my own way. And I didn't have the mental capacity, right? Like they say, you can't solve the problem that created the, with the mindset that created the problem. And so I mean, was limited in what tools I had to help me get out of my own way, essentially. And once I started to learn more about how my mind worked, I was able to create change in my life. And so that's really why I love helping people, because my life changed for the better so much. And so with that, anybody can do this if they want to. We don't have to stay stuck in our misery if we don't want to.
So over time, what are the pillars of this holistic system that you developed? And like, what did you start with? And what did you start building together to come up with this whole approach?
So lifestyle medicine, which is a big umbrella. It includes nutrition, and it includes our relationships, stress reduction, emotional freedom technique, breath work. There's a lot of things that can fall under that lifestyle medicine. And then mindfulness is another big component. So practicing living in the present and living from that place of non-judgment, because so much of the time we'll get caught up in our heads, caught up in a story. The past is affecting us. The future is on our mind. We're not really in the present. So mindfulness is a big aspect of it, teaching people to create that awareness and from a place of compassion and kindness and curiosity. And then movement. We have to move our bodies. You know, I think with therapy, right? It's great. Talk therapy is excellent. But if we don't really get in there on a cellular level, we don't involve the body, it's limited. They say that issue is in the tissue. So that movement piece. So it can be exercise, but it can also be different forms of somatic work.
Did you just say issue is in the tissue? I like that.
Have you heard that?
No, but I like it.
There's another one too. The issues in the tissue, the body keeps the score.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I haven't.
So it's the issue within the tissue. Yeah.
So the holistic approach. So part of what we hear about so much is mindfulness, being present, journaling, all these great things, all these different meditations and techniques and all that. So that's part of it. But you're saying this, you know, the physical part is definitely one. The nutrition part is another, obviously. But what I hear you is like, if you're not present and you're not have that part, you can't do the other things, right? It's really hard to like recognize how to do the other parts of the holistic approach, right?
And it's also, once you have that awareness, what are you doing with it? Because we can just say, oh yeah, I'm negative and I hate my life and I'm aware of it. So then that next piece is starting to work with our mind instead of against our mind. I try to support people. I say try, because our mind is very powerful, but we work with the mind. So, oh, my mind is telling me this, rather than this is the fact. Because we take like what our mind is telling us as truth, and our mind will tell us some crazy stuff. So good to question what's going on in there.
I hear you.
And ask ourselves, is it serving me? Is this serving my life? So many times it's not.
No, I hear you. But we were talking earlier about how even professionals like you, even after you developed, you know, your protocols and all these things, you still need help. You still need to focus on the things yourself, right? And you were telling us a little story about the pandemic and you had some trouble with that. So can you tell us about even the pros like you need their own advice?
Yes. Sean, let me tell you, I don't know if you've ever thought you were just like kicking butt in life. I remember one time on the Peloton thinking, oh, I'm just beating my husband's butt. And he would ask me, what rank are you? He was having trouble in the beginning. And I'm like, 42. He's like, oh, number three. I'm like, oh, okay. So I had a kind of similar episode during the pandemic. I was working outside in New York City, running my business, coaching business full-time online, working full-time in the hospital, still exercising, meditating, partying, doing my thing, right? Everything shut down in New York at the time. But I'm like, all right. It's okay. This is fine. I should be able to do more than what I'm doing right now. Maybe I should have three companies. I don't know. And I ended up with really, really bad GI issues to the point that I found myself in a gastroenterologist office. So I want everybody listening, if your body's giving you symptoms, GI issues, you can't sleep, you're tired all the time, like these unknown aches and pains, listen to them. Our body is a genius and it's trying to get our information and give us some important news. So for me, I got curious and wanted to know what's going on. And what I realized was, oh, I'm in survival mode. Yes, I'm doing these things, but I'm in fight or flight all the time. My adrenaline and cortisol have to be through the roof, and it's affecting my GI, like it's affecting my gut. And that opened up a whole realm of deeper healing for me. And that is when I found about emotional freedom technique and how important it is to regulate our nervous system. So we might be doing all the things on paper and we have done healing work. It's not to discredit that. And our body will let us know when something's off. And that's definitely what happened. And so it took my practice to a whole other level. And I honor rest way more now than I ever did before. Because I'd be like, you can rest when you die.
That's amazing. What resonates with me when you're saying that is like a lot of us, you know, we're trying all these different things. And we're like, it's almost like stressful. I got to try this meditation. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And you're trying all these things so hard. That can create a stress event itself, right? Trying
it
so
really
hard to
can. That's a big thing that I learned when I started practicing mindfulness was that striding constantly, learn. And even being a mindfulness practitioner, I was back in that striving.
So it sounds like we need like some kind of check to help us manage, you know, when we're doing all these things that we're doing, we're working out, we're meditating, we're doing all these things, but it sounds like we still need some kind of other tool or check to kind of help us get out of that fight or flight stage all the time, right? Is that where EFT kind of comes in?
EFT is a great tool for many things. So it can come in for that. I use the window of tolerance, which I can briefly speak on.
Yes.
So when we're regulated, like right now, you and I, we're regulated. Like we're in our window of tolerance. We're not super stressed out. I'm assuming I'm looking at your face. You look calm. We're okay, right? We might be, I'm a little excited right now, so I'd be a little on the nearing hyper arousal, or there's typo, right? When we shut down, we're depressed, we're in shame, we can't get out of bed, or we're apathetic, we don't really care, we're just going through the motion. Or we find ourselves like angry, restless, irritated, can't shut our mind off. And so there are warning signs before we get to those points. But sometimes we don't even recognize that we're getting into that danger zone, if that makes sense. So it's nice if you can think about our window of tolerance like a nice lazy river. And so starting to notice when you feel centered, when you feel calm, when you're able to focus and do your work versus, ooh, I'm starting to feel a little restless. I'm starting to feel anxious. And then we can do things to help keep us in that window of tolerance. Taking care of our basic needs is one thing. Like, have I eaten? Have I rested? Am I getting movement in my life? Like, how are my relationships and doing things that you enjoy that are healthy will keep us in the window of tolerance. Things that will take us out are overworking, not dealing with our stressors, just shoving them under the rug, traumas, those kinds of things. Does that make sense?
Well,
so yes, if anybody's listening, if you can look up window of tolerance and you get the visual, that might be helpful because sometimes we don't even realize we have this ability to self-regulate. We just know, oh crap, now I'm burning out, or oh crap, now I'm sick again, or whatever it is, but there, our body gives us warning signs. The more we can be aware, we can start to tune into. And emotional freedom technique is a great tool to help keep us in our window of tolerance, to keep us in that safety zone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to speak more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say, just kind of coming back to what you're saying, it feels like if I'm driving, I'm like in the speed limit, kind of like, I'm not going too slow. I'm not going too fast. I'm kind of right in the sweet spot of where I should be. And if I start speeding up and going crazy, maybe my system's going, or if I slow down too much, maybe that.
I love that, right? Like if you're going 110, good chances are something's going to end up happening, especially if you're on 95 here in Florida. Eventually something's going to happen.
Yeah, if you can't drive 100.
If you're caught, you're going to run into somebody, or if you're going too slow, people are going to want to like run you off the road. There's going to be prices to pay. So yeah, staying in the speed limit, staying in your window of tolerance is really important. Other questions too, which asking ourselves powerful questions like, how am I doing physically? How am I doing mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Having those four checks that you check in with yourself because many times we don't know that, oh, I wasn't doing well, because we haven't even stopped to check in with ourselves.
So even sometimes just saying, you know, you're having a little stressful, they'd say, actually, I'm a little stressed right now. I'm out of my window of tolerance right now. And just knowing that
question of what do I really need right now might be like, I need to close the computer down. I need to go eat some lunch. I need to step outside for a few. But we might just grind it out and work it. And then before you know it, you're like, oh, so what do I really need right now? Asking ourselves that.
Got it. So you have a couple tools that maybe will help us. Let's say we're in that meeting and we're a little stressed and we know we have to like get our tolerance, window tolerance back in that sweet spot. What are some of the things we can do?
Let me tell you. So first of all, come back to your feet on the ground, the seat underneath you. It sounds too simple, but really we're like in our head, we're in our emotions. So I like to ground myself, feel your feet on the ground. Okay, I'm here. All right, I have a body. I'm safe, actually, even though it might not feel like it. And then coming into the breath. So breathing down into the belly. When we're under stress, we're doing that shallow breathing. So we're breathing, you know, up in the chest. So send in the inhale, let the belly rise. And then doing some nice slow exhales, which you can either exhale out through your nose or out through your mouth and relax the shoulders and do that like 3 to 5 times. And it really, you will notice like, oh, I feel calm, because it activates the vagus nerve. It supports the parasympathetic nervous system and it creates that sense of calm. So even when things are stressful, it can be a quick thing to like get you back into the present. Help you focus your mind, your body. And then one of the acupressure points that we use in emotional freedom technique, it can be on the fingernail bed. Because we'll say if you're in a meeting, you probably don't necessarily want to like tap on your head and some of the other points that are with EFT. But like underneath the desk, you could just tap on your nail bed, like kind of on the side with your thumb and your pointer finger. And what it does, it's really so, but you know, your hand's underneath the desk. Nobody's going to notice that if you care what other people think. But it starts to lower the body's stress response. It's an acupressure spot that lowers cortisol. So you can do that. Or even the space between the pointer finger and the middle finger. Mm-hmm. Can tap on those.
Okay.
Right through there.
Yeah.
And you could do that. I mean, nobody's really going to know. Your hands are on your lap. You're sitting at a table and tap that spot. So it lowers the body stress response, lowers the cortisol, helps connect you to your body, can also give you another focus point as well. It can be very like grounding. So that would be one of the easier ways like to use EFT.
Wow. And what is EFT is, what does that stand for?
It stands for emotional freedom technique or tapping. So what it does is it uses these meridians, these acupressure points. You think about acupuncture in the body. So we use our own fingertips to tap on those areas, lower cortisol, sync the mind and the body, and it starts to lower that stress response. So if you're working with somebody or doing a recording, you can address whatever is going on. Like you'll be off. Use positive or modern day psychology. So it's like, even though I'm feeling super stressed out right now, I'm open to experiencing peace. And then you go through and you address whatever is going on with you. But as you're tapping, you have your body has a less stressful response to it. So you're honest with what's going on, but not from such a heightened sense of stress and panic. And then you'll start to feel calmer. And then that's when you start to bring in like, it's okay. I'm going to get this work done. I am capable of taking care of this. Things always end up working out. You know, you start bringing in that, what you really want for that situation.
So it sounds like, okay, I'm going to this meeting. It's like really important. I'm really kind of stressed about it. And I can kind of calm myself down, bring myself down. And now, then I'm like, okay, well, now you got this meeting. You're maybe a little stressed right now. It's okay. It gives you a chance to like reset mentally, like approach it differently, right? You stop all the stress.
I'll use it for public speaking, like on my way to public speaking, or even like a week before. If I'm like, oh, I know, like I'm full now, but when I get on that stage, I'm going to be anxious. So I'll put myself in that anxious state and tap on myself. And it helps so much, because when it comes time to be on the stage. I've already been there in my mind, and I've already been there from a less stressed state, and I've been able to coach myself essentially through it. And I know it's going to be okay. Even if I forget everything I was going to say, it's going to be okay. And my body knows that too. So yeah, with meetings, I use it regularly, especially if I'm having anxiety. People can use it for cravings, pain. You can use it for focus, to feel more grateful. So you can use it for a lot of things.
Well, like you said, it kind of synchronizes your mind and your body, kind of resets to like it maybe helps you be more present, right? You're kind of back where you are. Like you start with your feet, you start sitting, you start breathing, and now you're like, okay, you're back and ready for action, at least take the next step.
And it creates that internal safety, right? It regulates the nervous system, because in our mind, we start telling ourselves all these crazy stories and we get dysregulated or anxious, or, you know, we have that fear response, and it reminds us, actually, I'm safe in this moment. It's okay.
Yeah, it's funny. Actually,
easy.
As I was going to say, just an observation, I feel calmer, but you seem a little more relaxed too. You feel a little more relaxed?
I do. When I teach it, I'm like, oh, I feel calm right now. So I get so excited sharing about it. And then I'm like, oh,
okay. You know, maybe with your students, you're like, relax. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm here to teach you.
I'm like, what were we doing? Let's get out our mat.
Go ahead.
I want to say one more thing about that. I have clients teach it to their kids. It's such a forgiving, like, as in that you can't really mess it up. And it's easy. Like, 9-year-olds practice it and benefit from it. Anybody can do it.
I always heard EFT. I didn't realize it was just a part of tapping. Is it related to also, you hear about EMDR therapy?
It's different.
Okay. It's different. Okay.
It is different. Yeah. Got they me. Both work with the nervous system. EMDR is a great modality for trauma. Tapping can be too, but EMDR, I would say, is top-notch option for trauma.
Yes, for sure. Cool. And so anything else related to that, you really helped us get out of our stressful situation. We're now in that zone, that sweet spot. Anything else that we should know now that we're there?
Don't get too attached to being there because that causes a lot of suffering. Okay. We try to hold on to feeling peaceful or hold on to feeling good, and in doing so can create a lot of suffering. So I encourage people to trust that we have the capacity to handle all of the emotions and mental, you know, struggles that go on, and not to over-identify with any of it, because we're working off those emotions or our thought.
Well, are you saying, like, okay, so because we kind of sneak our mind and body, doesn't mean we're always happy. We could be in a, you know, difficult place right now. We need to actually feel what's going on with it, right? So tapping can just get us into this a little bit less stress mode, but we can still be feeling things, dealing with things, right?
Correct. Yeah, even like with a self-compassion or mindfulness practice, it's not that we do it to escape, because then it can just be tapping. It can be another thing, like, I want to escape my reality. It's a way to support ourselves, and it's okay to have these difficult emotions or these difficult things we're struggling with in our bodies or our minds. Can make it more manageable, but it's not meant to totally cure it.
Right.
That's part of life, that we're going to have these struggles.
Yeah, because that's the misconception I've always had, is you try to do all these techniques and all these different things just so you feel good. But what you're really doing is you just want to feel, you want to be present, and you want to feel what's going on in your body, because your body needs to experience all these different things. It's not always joy. It's all these different other emotions too, right?
Right, because if we block feeling the right pain, whatever it is, then we're essentially also going to block feeling joy and creativity to an extent. And there's a lot of fear in that, when we're like, I can't. So it gives us the space to be able to deal with life, I would say.
So as we wrap up from all your wisdom here, I know on your website, because I actually went on and signed up for your offerings, and you had a meditation that we can do, right? You had a calming meditation. Anything else that you'll get when they connect with you?
Yes, actually, you can set up a one-on-one call with me. My discovery call is really awesome. My friend, the therapist, she's like, you need to charge for that. But I walk you through the holistic wellness process. So you get to tell me all about your life and we get to discover what's going on and what the next steps would be for you. So you can access that through my website. And actually next week have a webinar to support people in evaluating where they're at with their overall health. What's going on with their mental health, physical health, emotional, spiritual, and social life? And then what would be the next thing to support them in taking their life to the next level?
I love it. And did you want to let us know any other tips? I know you have so many tips. Is there any other, maybe one tip you can share with us before we kind of wrap up?
Yes, we have that ability to self-regulate and or self-soothe is another word. And not to underestimate how powerful the breath is. I know we touched on it. It really is so powerful for so many reasons. Number one, it connects us to ourselves. Two, it connects us to the present moment. And three, when we're doing those deep belly breaths, it has such a great effect on our nervous system. It has a biochemical benefit to breathe down into our bellies. So use your breath, please. Every single day, not just when you're stressed.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much for bringing the holistic approach to us. It's so important. And I'm going to be tapping. I have a meeting later. I'm doing my tapping.
Awesome. I love it.
Being in a more connected space. So I really appreciate your time.
Perfect. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, this is a special plug for listeners of Happy Brain. Please help us by filling out a short survey that's available in the show notes of this podcast. We're trying to determine the future of this podcast, what works, what doesn't work. And we realize there's so much great content out there. Maybe this content is not for you, or there's things that you want that we're not sharing with you right now. So please let us know. This is really going to help determine the future of this podcast over the next couple months. Cheers.
And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I hope you did a couple of those tapping techniques to kind of maybe calm down a little bit and de-stress for whatever's going on in your life. It's nice to know that there are some simple things that we can do to help us when we're kind of in that, as she said, like that fight or flight stage. So after we did the call, she did a 10-minute session with me actually to further practice these skills. And I feel so much more mellow, more kind of connected. And that was just after about 10 minutes of even more work. So these techniques do work. And again, I bring these tools and techniques because I need them. And I'm hoping that some of these things will benefit you as well. Please let me know by go ahead and I'll put a link to the survey of what things are working for you, what things aren't. What can we do in the show to help you? Because we do the show out of love. I want to make sure we're serving those of you who are actually spending time listening to the show. So I really am grateful for that because I'm hoping that you are learning just as much as I am in this process. So thanks again for listening to another or watching episode of Happy Brain. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.